Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Monday morning. How was your weekend?
It was very, very good.
It was very, very good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of fun stuff and beautiful weather.
Yes, the weather was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
If it stayed, you know, but today it's going back to hot, high near 90.
I know, it's going to be a little bit gross.
I'll take sunshine and 70s near 80 any day.
Oh my goodness, absolutely.
I'm absolutely looking forward to the fall too. But I think I overworked myself this weekend. I just mentioned I didn't want to get out of bed. It wasn't that I didn't want to get out of bed. It was like I couldn't get out of bed.
You're like, ouch.
Sore.
Were you carrying too much stuff, doing too much around the house?
Yeah, cleaning up.
Too much yard work?
Stuff. Ugh. Just hate it.
I painted some stuff, but then...
Oh, a little painting, eh?
Well, I painted a piece of furniture. Like, I sanded it, like, the whole nine yards. So, yeah, I did that.
What was the piece of furniture? Like, a chair or
a big hutch?
A big hutch.
Like, a big hutch with glass doors.
Yeah.
With bookshelves in the inside, but I'm going to put my dishes in it.
Well, look at you on... Mm-hmm. DIY.
Oh, yes. I used chalk paint, but I made my own. Like you mix.
Of course you did.
You mix plaster
How
of Paris.
How the heck do you make your
with
own?
You mix plaster of Paris with regular paint and water. And you kind of make it two cups at a time because it dries out quickly.
This sounds like a try it Tuesday.
Anyway. How to make chalk paint? We could do that.
But it worked out for you?
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to do the same thing to my crappy kitchen cabinets until I can buy new kitchen cabinets.
My crappy kitchen cabinets, that's also a show on DIY.
It is.
So you're going to redo your kitchen cabinets?
Well, I'm just going to paint them because they look gross.
Is the hutch going in the kitchen?
No, the hutch is like in the dining area.
Oh, okay.
It's already there. But it's not
you're
full
just painting
yet.
It while,
I have
while
to put wax
there.
On it. Like you use wax to seal chalk paint.
Wow. Yours was more interesting than mine. I was just chucking stuff in a dumpster.
Well, also, we went to the Hubby's 20-year class reunion
on
Saturday.
Oh, yes, that was Saturday.
Lovely. It was fine.
Good time?
Good time there for a couple of hours. Then, like, bebopped around, of course, to different watering holes post-event.
Post-event.
And then I can't wait to tell Movie Mike about Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay, so you did go see it?
The Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
All right.
It was all the ridiculousness that I hoped it would be and more.
And more.
And more.
All right, you guys talk about that later this morning. Bloom Nationals, a lot of pretty cars.
Mm-hmm.
40 Fest was fun. I've never seen that many inflatable things for kids to do. And one, wow.
Really?
It was so much more than a concert.
Okay.
Yeah, there was inflatables.
Well, we're celebrating 100 years.
Way to go, Danville Legion Post 40. Yeah.
Good stuff.
That was great stuff. Never made it to the winery on Sunday.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Shade
I'll get
Mountain,
back out there.
Our buds out there.
Yeah. Just so much to do on like a weekend off.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a busy week this week.
This coming week is going to be nuts because Sunbury River Festival is this week.
Valley's Got Talent kicks it all off Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that coming up. Stay with us. Glad you had a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
I hope everybody did. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX news and sports and weather coming up. Matt's going to take care of all that. Do the weather too, buddy. Just do it.
Yeah, why not?
Just do it all.
I can roll with it.
There you go. Nothing much happening this weekend. Miley Cyrus is getting a divorce. That's the highlight of the weekend. Really? Nothing else is going on?
This is my surprise face.
Sad times for her and Liam Hemsworth.
It was a beautiful 8 month marriage.
And it was a tumultuous 8 years leading up to that. So, you know.
They were on again and off again.
They were.
And finally they tied the knot. Over the weekend they untied it. So, and.
They're asking for privacy during this time of change.
Oh, really?
And personal challenge.
Meanwhile, Miley was sighted on a yacht in Italy making out with somebody else. Who cares? I mean,
I'm right there with you.
I got the same surprised face that Matt has.
Thank you.
Right now.
Here's the thing. Maybe we can expect another sort of in-your-face album out of Miley post-breakup because when she went a little nutso, that was when they were in that off-again period and she was exploring herself. The most fantastic, like, awesome that is Miley Cyrus came out of that period when she was no longer with Liam. So maybe we can expect some new music from her. That would be great.
Well, Tom Petty once said, I write my best music when somebody dumps me.
There it is.
So maybe it's the same with Miley. Who knows? I don't. I just don't care about this stuff.
Yeah, me neither. Splitting. This is why I hate Hollywood.
So there, we mentioned it.
Yeah.
As
done.
Radio announcers, oh as boy. A morning show crew, yes. We mentioned it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm looking at these pictures. Oh, boy.
I was looking at them this morning. Just,
oh
just
boy.
Don't even describe what you see.
Oh, boy. She's getting philosophical.
Is
and
that
talking
what we
about
call it?
Evolution and climbing. So, you know, maybe we can expect another climb. The climb.
But the I don't climb think, will be called.
But I don't think it's going to be from Hannah Montana, the movie.
No.
Please, Alexander.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Monday morning. Good morning. It's 6:46. Should I buy the see-through bathing suit or not?
I say if you feel compelled to purchase that, go for it.
What could be more ridiculous than talking about Miley Cyrus getting a divorce 15 minutes ago? This is totally ridiculous. If you're the kind of guy who thinks even a Speedo isn't quite revealing enough for your trip to the beach, we introduce Maverick Swim, a new bathing suit that's totally see-through.
Yeah, no.
They say you could wear something underneath it if you wish, or just go bare for the fun of it. $27.
I mean, in the picture, though, the guy is wearing something underneath. He's essentially wearing a Speedo.
Why'd they use my body for that picture? They must have photoshopped my body in.
Wow, it is. It's wow. Good for you.
And what does that guy's tattoo say on his hip?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's too early to be looking. It's too early.
It's too early to be looking at that. Can we please pull it off the screen, please?
We can go back to talking about Miley Cyrus.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Okay, then let's just move on.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. You know you're getting old when some of your favorite songs are now motorcycle insurance commercials. There's Whitesnake and Here I Go Again.
Those are just the greatest commercials ever. I love those Geico commercials.
Yep. You see the new one where the little lizard is marshmallow? He is roasting a marshmallow and it catches fire. I don't know why it makes me laugh. Anyway, I love that little Geico, whatever it is.
Geico's got really good advertising people.
Yes, they do.
With the stuff they've come up with.
Gotta love it.
Yippers.
All right, guys, we're going to rewind to 89 this weekend. Are you ready? You have your outfits picked out?
I do.
I'm afraid to ask what your outfit's going to be.
I am not revealing said outfit until Flashback Friday.
Oh, boy.
Flashback Friday is a great way to open up Rewind to 89, which happens Saturday. The 80s experience like never before. We'll go back 30 years because of 30 years of Riverfest. So 3 straight hours of 80s music, professional sound and lighting, 2 giant video screens all on the river. Beverages will be available.
I like how you say that.
Beverages. And make sure you come dressed in your 80s gear. Maybe you could win prizes, including tickets to Brews on Lake Augusta. Now, you will be ineligible to win, but you always go all out for these things.
Yes, indeed, I do. I really appreciate it. And the hubby will be along.
Oh, boy.
To be the second half of my costume.
Somebody's got to be the back end of the horse.
Pretty much.
Okay. No. You have real horses. You don't need a costume.
I do. But no, we are going as a couple.
Okay. So it's a theme.
It is a theme. And okay. We are each one half of a whole that goes together. Okay. And that's all I'm saying until Flashback
Friday.
Is it
going to be more impressive than Kyle Alexander in leather pants?
No, probably not.
Okay. That's true. I'm worried about that one, too.
There's nothing more impressive than Kyle Alexander in leather pants.
He had them mailed here. Why were they sent here? Was he embarrassed if it showed up on his front porch?
I mean, you know how it is down there in Dorinsight, not down River Way.
Down there Herndon Way.
Right.
And then he tried them on. He went in his office. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It is 7:15. So the paving continues in Northumberland, and I was thinking about this weekend because I was driving my beautiful car, the one that I only take out when the weather is nice.
Oh, my goodness.
The one that rides about 6 inches off the ground.
Here's the thing. This was Mustang weather this past weekend.
Yes, it was.
Perfect.
Yes, it was. Please, Borough of Northumberland, you're doing a great job on the paving. Let's make sure the manhole covers are flush.
Oh, yes.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
They reduce streets like Duke Street right now. It's smooth as a baby's behind, except for the manhole covers. Why do they do that?
They're either super raised or really sunken in. I don't get that.
They try to make sure they're not raised, but they don't make them flush. They're always recessed by a couple inches.
I don't know.
And if you're driving an SUV, you just hear your tires go boop, 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 boop. But if you're driving a car that's low to the ground, you rattle your teeth.
There could be some damage, too. I'm not sure.
I'm going to investigate that. Because, Duke Street is really nice now, except for the manhole covers.
Yeah,
out in Point Township, they redid a couple of roads. Terrible. Terrible. I actually veer around I have to steer around the manhole covers.
I do that, too. Apparently, that's a ticketable offense.
Is it really?
Yes. I remember reading this news story about a person who was driving, and there was one of those sunken manhole covers.
Yeah.
So they veered out of their lane into the next to go around, and a local police, now this, I don't know if this was nearby, this was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But this woman got pulled over.
Offense.
Yes, I read it on Reddit. I saw it on that website, Reddit. And the cop pulled her over, and she was like, why did you pull me over? And he explained, and she was like, except there was no one coming that could blow out my tire.
Yeah.
So I went around it, and he wrote her a ticket.
You know what I would do? I would go get a front end alignment on my car, and then I would pay the bill at the shop, and I would staple the ticket to it, and I'd mail it to the cops and go, now we're even.
Oh, that's, I think, another ticketable offense.
I just don't understand it. If anybody has the answer, let me know. But and here's another thing. Manhole covers. There's too many of them, right? And why aren't they all in a line? Like, why is one has the yellow stripes painted over the top of it?
Right.
The other one's near your passenger tire. Mm-hmm. And then the third one's back over toward the middle. So you're zigzagging.
The world will never know.
The mystery of manhole covers.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like in this... Does the sewer system meander?
Well, it does in Northumberland. They just found a random one.
True. They did just find a random one.
So if anybody has the answer, hey, the Ford Fun Line is always open. Just give us a call, and maybe you're the guy that works for the manhole cover company. I don't know. And are they still manhole covers, or are they people hole covers?
It's probably people hole covers, which is fine.
Okay.
Blaze Alexander.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Birthday buddy time. We got a couple of chances for you guys to sing. I mean, maybe I will.
I'd love to hear you sing. Yes.
56 years old today. Sir Mix-a-Lot. He likes big butts and he cannot lie.
You other brothers, you can't deny.
There it is.
Each and every Monday morning with a smile on your face, it's Tom and Laura's birthday buddies here right now in this place.
All right.
That's not a bad rap.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
You're pretty good. Not bad.
But my man is 70 years old today, Mark Knopfler, the kingpin of Dire Straits.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. The Sultans of Swing. Check it out. Love that guy's voice. I think we may play.
That's all you.
I think we may play So Far Away From Me. You know, I could do karaoke. I could do Dire Straits karaoke.
That would be super fun.
Yes, I would like to see that.
Away from me. Money for nothing and you take some free. I'm telling you, I could do it. But right now, it is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Isn't that right? Amy Wolf from Trevorton is 47 today. Happy birthday.
Joanna Johnson is 58 today.
Leslie Lenig from Cole Township is 55. Happy birthday.
Amanda Brouse is 36 today.
Joel Ryder from Hughesville is 37.
Marsha Cow from Watsontown is 46. Happy birthday.
Brandy Berkheimer from Liverpool is 39.
John Jordan is 49.
Patty Saxton is 61. Happy birthday.
Brooke Hendricks is 38 today. Happy birthday.
Kathy Close from Sealands Grove is 43.
Tina Fennessy from Paxinus is 55. Happy birthday.
Cheryl Reed from Elysburg is 57.
Katrina Gray from Shamokin Dam is 33.
William McAndrew is 52. Happy birthday.
Devin Neidig is 17 years old today. And
I have one.
Okay, go
Matthew
ahead.
Matt Farrand is 63 years old today.
Happy birthday, Matt.
63?
Yes.
Wow, Matt, you're older than me. Thank you.
Matt used to work here, but now you will see him out and about for the...
Standard Journal.
Yes, the Standard Journal.
There you go.
On occasion, what's their mascot? Scoops?
Scoops?
Scoops? Scoops?
Scoops, I think.
The News Hound?
No, that's an ice cream.
Snoops. Okay. Is it Snoops? Who is
I don't know.
Anyway, happy birthday, Matt.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
On 94KX.
It's time to stop smoking once and for all by attending the next Mark Patrick.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Movie Mike is in the house with the whole family, so we got Movie Mike, Movie Logan,
and Movie Jordan.
And Movie Jordan. Mike, I saved this for you. Now, you're coming up with the entertainment news in about 10 minutes, but here are the top 10 movies that completely change their meaning when you change one letter.
Ooh, oh, fun. Okay.
All right. The Men Who Stare at Coats. You like that one? Okay, you like that one? The Men Who Stare at Coats. Okay, how about The Deer Hunter? One letter change, The Beer Hunter.
Well, that makes me think of Bob and Doug McKenzie.
There you go.
Yes, it does.
Could be a sequel. For you people who like sausage in the morning, how about Jurassic Pork? He likes that one, too.
He does.
Okay, how about Mortal Wombat?
That would be actually more interesting than Mortal Kombat. I would actually see that movie twice.
Here's one that Laura did over the weekend, The Lawn of the Dead.
I did The Lawn of the Dead.
She did a lot of mowing this
Zombies
weekend.
With lawnmowers.
Zombies with mowers. Okay, how about Apocalypse Cow?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they kill a cow for real in Apocalypse Now, so maybe that's like the cow's revenge.
Apocalypse Cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's one for you, Hobo Cop. That would be funny.
I like that.
How about The Lizard of Oz, a classic?
Oh, it could be, it's like a mix-up with Godzilla.
Great idea.
Yeah. Right?
I'm into
Follow
that.
The yellow brick road to a giant lizard. All right. Some Like It Not. I Like It Hot. I don't know if I'm like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic.
And finally, the gangster fish movie, The Codfather.
I think they made that joke in Shark Tale or one of those animated.
Sharknado?
Did they
movies.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
In Nemo, yes. We're Finding Dory or something,
one of them,
The Codfather.
One of those. Movie Logan. And Movie Jordan coming up next.
Sunbury River Festival is
now. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. For current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. After 8 months of marriage, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have decided to call it quits. Miley's rep issued a statement saying, quote, Liam and Miley have agreed to separate at this time. Ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they have decided this is what's best while they both focus on themselves and their careers.
Oh. Why did they think of that 8 months ago?
I don't know. That's a good question. Miley and Liam started dating after meeting on the set of the movie The Last Song in 2009. They got married this past December. And just last month, Miley took on breakup rumors in a post celebrating their 10th anniversary as a couple.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, celebrity marriages, man, they're hard to make work for some reason.
Yeah. They should just stay single. All celebrities stay single.
Yeah, except maybe Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jason Momoa is supposed to be filming Aquaman 2 right now, but he can't, and his excuse is pretty wild. He got run over by a bulldozer while protesting the construction of a giant telescope on land sacred to Native Hawaiians. This dude even gets injured in cool ways. Everything about this guy is cool, even when he gets injured.
He's pretty awesome.
He gets run over by a bulldozer.
If you're going to get injured, make it a bulldozer.
Yeah.
The cool factor of him and Lisa Bonet are like through the roof.
They're a cool couple.
They are a cool
yeah,
couple.
Yeah, absolutely. Momoa has spent several weeks protesting in an effort to stop construction of the 30-meter telescope, a $1.4 billion scientific project underwritten by a group of universities in California and Canada, as well as partners in China, India, and Japan. There are no updates on his condition. Aquaman 2 is set to hit theaters December 16, 2020. It was a really busy weekend at the box office. There were all these new movies that came out, but most of them did not do that well. The Fast and Furious spinoff Hobbs and Shaw earned another $25.4 million this weekend, which was enough for it to remain number one. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark was the one that really did well. It opened in second place with $20.8 million. Lion King was third with $20 million. Dora and the Lost City of Gold opened in fourth with a so-so $17 million. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood rounds out the top five with 11.6. Now, looking at the other new releases, The Art of Racing in the Rain, also known as the Kevin Costner Voices a Dog movie, opened in sixth with $8.1 million. The Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish drama The Kitchen opened in seventh place with $5.5 million. That's the lowest wide opening of either of their careers.
Wow.
And but this one is kind of interesting. Debuting in 10th place was Bring the Soul, which is a concert documentary about the group BTS. That made $2.3 million on just 873 screens.
Wow.
So that movie opened very limited and did extremely well, got into the top 10. Meanwhile, the football drama Brian Banks opened in 12th place with $2.1 million. So Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark and the BTS movie did really well. The other new releases kind of didn't.
Not so much.
It's kind of a log jam in theaters this weekend.
There you go. Thanks for bringing the whole family, Mike.
Yeah, it's been quite a show up here.
Jordan will be one soon?
He'll be one like a week, yeah.
Oh, okay. He's really talking it up over there.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
You too.
On the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. We should have been playing what was that song from the 80s? Sowing the Seeds of Love by Tears for Fears with the sunflowers in it and everything. Yep. That was such a cool song and a cool video.
Or else we could play Here Comes the Sun because sunflowers follow the sun. Have you ever seen one of those time-lapse videos?
Yeah.
Where they come up and then as the sun rises, you can see their huge, beautiful little faces follow the sun as it crosses the sky. It's so pretty.
In the video of Sowing the Seeds of Love, you get to see a sunflower grow. He drops the seed in a dirt. And it comes up. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Sunflower Festival. What is that all about? Ards Market is with us this morning.
That's right. We're joined by Kyle this morning. How's it going?
Good.
Busy season on the farm, I imagine.
It is. Yep. It's our very busy season. We're picking sweet corn and growing sunflowers this year.
So this is the first ever Sunflower Festival. It's happening this Saturday, and I'll be sure to share all of the details on the 94KX Facebook page. But tell us what's going on, because it's a lot more than just sunflowers.
Well, it is. A little bit of background. So we just decided that we wanted to try something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So we grew a field of sunflowers because they're gorgeous. And everybody likes to see them and get their pictures taken in them. So we did a field of sunflowers, which is coming along beautifully. And so this Saturday, we're inviting everybody to come out to the sunflower field and take some pictures, pick a sunflower, and just hang out with us. We do have a lot of other activities going on.
Is that why Kira's here to explain?
That's why
Kira's here.
Kira does events at Ards Farm. Mm-hmm. So it's, again, like I said, it's not just sunflowers. What all is going on? Because it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah. So we have 17 craft vendors.
Wow.
And 3 wineries. So there's a little fun for the adults, too. Ards is making our own food for the event. And we have some musical entertainment on stage. We have Runaway Stroller from 1 to 3:30, and then we have Kimbo and Brian on stage from 5 to 7:30. Mm,
Kimbo, my old buddy.
And Runaway Stroller.
They're like the official band of the morning show here.
They pretty much are.
No matter
everywhere.
Where we go, they're there.
They're such a nice couple, though. They're
they are
lovely people.
Great stuff.
So that begins at 1 p.m. and goes until when?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Perfect. Okay. I think so much going on this weekend.
I know. And I'm thinking, I want a sunflower.
I do want a sunflower. They're really nice. Not just for the seeds, but
That's
for
right.
decorating purposes.
Now, will the sunflowers become sunflower seeds at Ards? Or is everybody going to pick them and go home with them? I don't know.
Well, we will harvest whatever's left.
Okay.
And actually turn that into some bird food and that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
We'll see how much is left at the end of the day and go from there. Yeah.
If you've never been to Ards Market, you are missing something. It's well worth the drive down Route 45.
It is. And
oops. That was Alexander Ford's
look. Okay, so you can stop at Alexander Ford if you are in the market for a
going.
Ford, and then keep on going. They are both located on the left-hand side of Route 45 as you travel west.
Always great food, and the people there are so friendly. I remember one time I dropped salad dressing all over the counter, and they cleaned it up for me. I'm so embarrassed. But anyway, friendly service, great food, arts, always something going on, too.
There is, yep.
How do you guys keep it going?
That's why we have Kira.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, Kira.
It takes a lot of great people to mm-hmm. keep something like that going, and we have a lot of things going on in the fall as well, so... Yeah, it's our busy time.
We'll link up, okay?
That's right. Thank you so much, Kyle and Kara, for coming in. And make sure that you like and follow Ards on Facebook, because I just found out about, I believe there's some kind of goat yoga coming up. I was on their Facebook page. So goat yoga, sunflower festivals, and then, of course, all of the fall festivals. So make sure that you follow them on social media.
Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
Everybody wants to eat better. And the only thing...
Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with late night TV.
The best way to prevent shark attacks is by not going in the ocean. The ocean's their turf. You'll never be attacked by a shark on land. Sharks don't come onto land because they're afraid they'll get shot.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Don't you love it on the news when, especially the Weather Channel, when there's like a destructive storm and they always get like the biggest idiot in the neighborhood? and he always says like, sound like a freight train. Like, if there's a train wreck, does anybody ever say, sound like a tornado? You know? Well, over the weekend, there was bad storms in
Florida.
Well, yeah, maybe. But this happened in West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Where that's another candidate, too.
Another candidate. A tree fell on a car, and a TV reporter needed to talk to somebody about it. Just listen to this. A tree fell on a car, and did it sound like a freight train? No.
Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, doesn't like, you know, destruction. Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car and she can't get to school now.
It's just too much.
Can we play that one more time?
Okay, a tree falls on a car and it sounds like someone crushing a beer can. Are you kidding me?
Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool.
Look at that.
You know, I mean, what guy doesn't like, you know, destruction? Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies.
Is
but
it really?
Hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car and she can't get to school now.
And she's got to get herself some learning. She can't get to school now.
Wow.
I have no reaction whatsoever.
There are no words.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sounded like a runaway train. Or maybe a beer can. All right, we already
All
covered
I
that.
All I know is that girl can't get to school today.
That's right. Hey, coming up later on this morning, your chance to win a pair of tickets and paddock passes, by the way, to see the ABC Supply 500 at Pocono Raceway this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. They're the cars that go pew, pew, instead of pew, roar, pew, roar. Pew. So, yeah, open wheel racing coming to Pocono this weekend. Your chance to win coming up today. Yay.
Woohoo.
94KX.
Wow, what a day at Hershey Park. Show me some of those.
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Hey, look who's back. The big guy's back.
Sean Carey.
Yay.
Hello, everybody.
How was your vacation?
Nice staycation. A lot around the house to do. I hung on the deck and it's like, boy, I got to get rid of some of those weeds over there. So I did a lot of stuff around the house.
I thought you were at Matt's house.
No.
And this is why we can't have weeds. We don't need
exactly
weeds.
Right.
I am the complete opposite of Laura. She is the globetrotter of the bunch. So I'm more I'm like the staycation king.
I've been informed that this coming year I have to take a staycation.
You are not happy. You are grinding your teeth.
I am.
That's not
good. Hey, you want to remodel the kitchen. A vacation has to...
The kitchen remodel isn't happening for at least another 5 years unless somebody out there wants to give me $30,000.
Go on, the Price is Right.
Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah, Drew Carey will hook you up.
Yeah,
anybody?
There you go.
No relation.
30K? Actually, no. I could probably get it done for 15. I'm good at demo.
Well, then what's the reason for no vacation? You're going to do something else around the house?
Other projects, yes. We have to finish the floors.
Yeah, you got to take care of the house first before you go back
That's
overseas.
The thing. You got to prioritize.
This is why we don't need a house.
We have three people in the room with new houses.
We That's do, true, actually.
Yeah, we were all giddy and dancing this time last year.
No, I was not.
Reality has set in 365
I was ready to buy an old school bus and turn it into a little tiny home on wheels, and my husband told me no.
Yeah, good for your husband.
Are you going to be the Partridge Family or what?
Pretty much, yeah.
I love it.
couple of kids. Us, yes. We'll take this show on the road.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Sean Carey's next. He's back. Have a good day.
Bye.